Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It is Friday, December 14th. How is everybody doing today? Not everybody all at
once.
I love it. I'm one of your hosts, Miss Daisy, and on the line with us today, we have Miss Toya Nash.
Hello.
Hello, girly. How are you?
Glad it's Friday.
Glad it's Friday. I couldn't have said it any better. And we have Miss Norma De La Cruz. Norma's in the house. It's Friday. I'm sure she probably has a drink in her hand, and if she doesn't, I'm sure she will get one within the next minute or so.
Oh, yes.
And lastly, we have Sir Jamesy on the line, better known as Lips to most of you. Hi, James.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. So,
feeling
it's Friday.
A little under the weather today.
No under the weather. Yesterday on Guilty Pleasures, we had to get Jeffrey off of his funk. He had his period, you know, so Karen, Ashley, and I had to try to pull him out. So it's Friday. It's supposed to be a fun show. So let's get cracking, shall we?
Sounds
now,
good.
Doesn't it? I do want to take a few seconds out. It is Friday. We like to have fun on the show. And I did want to go on a more serious note. I did want to say that my prayers and thoughts are out to the people in Connecticut right now. It was a huge tragedy that happened today. And I hope that those families find some sort of a closure. And I feel really bad for those individuals. With that being said, it's 2 weeks to Christmas, you guys. Like, are you guys ready?
No.
Have you guys finished all your shopping?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I know. I'm usually I'm always a last-minute shopper, though, so I know I'm always on a rush at the end.
You're a last-minute shopper, and someone's going through a tunnel. are you doing your last-minute shopping, whoever's in the car?
I don't know who that is, but I will say this. I'm not even doing shopping because I leave it to my mom. But, you know, on occasion you have to be out there with the people. And I just want to know why people go crazy during this time. Why is shopping so, I mean, I'm not even shopping and I've been assaulted twice. Like,
what do you mean you've been assaulted twice?
Well, I mean, just verbally, like, you know, I'm at Corner Bakery yesterday. It happens, or 2 days ago. It happens to be in the mall, and I'm eating. I'm done. I'm full. And one of my good friends called and had some great news, so we're yapping it up. And I just want to get my food to go. So I go up to the register. I look both ways, make sure I'm not like cutting in line. It's clear. Get my little to-go container. Go sit back down. Put my, you know, pack everything away. I mean, I'm probably seated 6-7 minutes. Before some guy just walks up and is like, at the top of his mouth, that was very rude what you just did. And I'm like looking around like, who's he? Are you talking to me? You talking to me? Yeah, I was walking up there and you just cut me off. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. There was no one there when I walked to the register. Are you sure you're speaking to the right person? Yes, it was you and you're white trash. Now, I'm far from white. And you're just people like you, and I mean, he's like going off, like crazy going off. Like everybody's looking, like what is this dude's problem? I probably should be afraid, but I'm kind of just laughing. Like, are you serious right now? And he just kept going on and on, and I actually had to go up to a police officer and tell him to take care of this dude. And the dude is like, man, what is your problem? He never had any food, and we were at a restaurant. I don't know if he was stressed from the holidays and he just wanted to take it out on somebody. I don't know. But from when I tell friends, they're like, oh, yeah, it's because it's the holidays. This happens all the time. Is it just me? Am I late? I didn't know that this was the way it went down out there.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think definitely. I think everybody with the holidays, I think they're extra stressed. I think that they don't have money to get people what they really want. I think that, you know, especially with the holidays, people put a value on love or friendship, especially like with gift giving. And it's stressful. And I think that a lot of people that don't have it, especially in this economy, they take it out on anybody. So you just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, and it happened today, too. And I was like, you know what? I just need to take my ass home and not be out anywhere near these shopping. The other one, I'm coming out of Barnes & Noble, and this guy just, like, went. I mean, he was just, like, doing it to everybody who pulled up. And he, I mean, you could tell this wasn't a, you know, this is a guy. He actually was a landlord or something, like, he owned one of the buildings or something. And he was just like, hey, why are you parking here? What do you mean, why am I parking here? I'm about to go buy something. You know, just. Craziness. I mean, you can't take your shit out on people you don't even know. And you know, it's just so sad that people have allowed a commercial holiday to pressure them into. I was talking to my cousin the other day, and he said he constantly every year has to argue with his wife about how much they're going to spend on a five-year-old. He's five. Like, why is this a big, you know, because parents take on this role. I mean, you ask the kid what they want a toy or two, and they're good. It's usually the parents who, I know a guy who last year, he has three kids. He spent $5,000 on three kids.
People are crazy.
That's one day. So much money. I don't understand.
I mean, I get that. Most people, I think, especially nowadays, like if they came from nothing, they want to give their kids everything that they didn't have. But I think that there should be a limit. You shouldn't give your kids everything. They're going to be spoiled and, you know, think that they have this privileged life. And then all of a sudden when they have to go out into the workforce and things aren't peachy keen like they were when they were kids, all of a sudden they don't know what to do. They become depressed and they, you know, do stupid shit. I think just utterly ridiculous. It just really, really is. I mean,
my mom
especially
said, what will you have to look forward to if I buy you everything? What would make you go out and do it yourself if I get you everything you could pop?
Exactly.
You know, she's like, that's not my job.
Exactly.
Not my job.
I mean, I get it. I've seen people with, you know, tons of gifts. And it's just like they have one kid, and it's an only child. And it's like, really? Do they really need that many gifts? Get them one, maybe two, like if they're good. But you don't. There's no need for you to get a three-year-old $2,000 or $3,000 worth of gifts. It just really isn't. Put it in a college fund. I think that would be more useful
exactly.
to the child. I'm serious. And a lot of people don't think that way. They think, oh, well, you know, you have to let them enjoy it. What three-year-old is going to enjoy it? They don't even know what's going on.
Why? They don't even remember.
They won't remember, like, 10 years
three.
From now. Yeah, I don't remember my gifts every Christmas that I had, you know.
Oh,
I remember mostly spending time with my family. I remember being happy during Christmas. I remember the happy times, you know.
Absolutely. And then, like, now it's like you're expected to get gifts for everybody, including the adults. It's like the holidays are for the kids. They're not for adults. I don't think that I need to get.
We remedied that in my family. We just pull names. That way you got one gift. And then we make sure we get all the kids a gift. But as far as the adults, we pull one name. That's the way we do it.
So let me ask you, for the kids, do you get them, like, two gifts or do you get them one each?
No, one gift, $10 limit, $10 maximum.
See, there you go.
That's it. And those kids are so happy. You would think they were walking around with, you know, brand new cars. They are so excited about their one gift that they don't, you know, kids don't think in prices. They just say, oh, my God, a great new toy. And they're excited.
Yep.
I agree completely. You know, my aunt is she has quite a bit of money, and she's been known, she's like the greatest gift giver in the world. But I tell her every year, you don't need to give everybody a gift. You don't. But she has a certain joy that comes with it, and I understand it, but I just think it's ridiculous. Like with my, especially with her own son, she spends so much money on him. I remember he turned 5. And he was into like, I'm sorry, he wasn't 5, he was like 4. He was into Thomas trains. She bought him the whole train town set, and it turns into a bed and all this other stuff. I'm like, that's just ridiculous. You know you're going to put that in a garage sale in like a year, right? Like, it's insane. Why do that? But, you know, everybody has a certain thing. But did you guys, I know, with crabby people being in the holidays, did you guys hear about the woman in New Jersey who she complained to the Salvation Army? Because I guess she, you know, Salvation Army goes and they ring the bells outside the stores for donations. Well, she flipped out. She called the cops on the Salvation Army bell ringer, and I guess he had, you know, set up his little shop outside her store, and it was a jewelry store, and the walls were made of glass, obviously, because, you know, jewelry, they want you to see whatever the merchandise is. And she called the cops on him, and she literally said, I can't take it. She's like, I have to listen to this for 200 hours every single year. I'm sick of it. I can't take it anymore. She complained. She called Salvation. I mean, this lady went out. It's like, is a bell really to drive you that up the wall? Like, people that really need that money, that really need those donations, that really need those gifts, that have families
and
that
honestly,
don't have anything.
If he didn't ring the bell, I wouldn't even notice him. So he needs that bell.
Yeah.
Of course.
It does bring attention. It brings attention to the person, you know.
Yeah, but this lady literally called the cops, and they Salvation Army, you know, they went ahead, they apologized to the lady, and they moved the bell ringer. But I'm thinking to myself, screw that. I would have him right there. It's a public street.
Yeah,
I don't care how much she complains.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I'm interested in James, do you have any, I mean, what's your point of view on the overspending? Because usually this is the women who are spending all this stuff.
Overspending? Well, I don't really have that problem because I never have money for holiday. but I have to agree that I think a lot of parents and a lot of families do a lot of overspending when it comes to the holidays. And it does kind of give kids that, you know, that feeling of being entitled to everything that they want. Because, you know, come Christmas, they have, you know, $2,000-$3,000 worth of Christmas presents under the tree. So it's like, it does give them that sense of entitlement to, oh, I'm 15, I get my license in a year, you have to buy me a car. I want the iPhone 5. You're going to have to buy it for me. Like I think it does give them that entitlement, that feeling. And so I mean, when I have kids, if I ever have kids, God willing, they are going to get, you know, the Christmas that I got growing up, where you got maybe 3 or 4 presents under the tree for you. And that's all you're going to get until your birthday, you know?
Right.
That's how I look at it. I loved what I got for Christmas.
What about the crazies? Do you have any crazy stories? Do you see that out there, or do men just ignore that stuff?
I try to ignore it, honestly. And I worked in retail at Walmart, no less. And
Oh my gosh!
Lord,
wait.
Yeah,
hold on, I did not know this. James, you must have tons of stories.
Honestly, it's been a while since I've worked there, so, like, I don't remember all of them. But I know I've had a lot of crazy experiences with people that are, like, they're just, like, it's a Christmas present, and it's in a box, and it's, like, a game that they're buying, and they're, like, oh, my God, you have to be so careful with that. Like, they put it on the conveyor belt. They flop it down on the conveyor belt. I'm going to scan it, and they're, like, be careful with it. It's a Christmas present for my son. If it gets broken, I'm going to be, it's just going to be the end of the world. And I'm thinking, really? Your son is with you, and he now knows that you just bought this for him for Christmas. One, and I mean, stuff like that is like, you don't take your kids with you when you go Christmas shopping. I think that is the biggest mistake a lot of parents make, is because they think, oh, well, if I put this in the cart, you know, he's not going to see it. Or if I put this Barbie in the cart, she's not going to tell. She's not going to know it's for her. But then they're like, I was a kid, like, if I went Christmas shopping with my mom and I saw what she bought for me, I was trying to get it before Christmas. And I was trying to get it before Christmas. So, like,
I did the same thing.
Yeah. Like, I remember one year specifically, my mom bought a CD case. It was a little, like, you know, Velcro closed CD case that had, like, 10 slots in it. And I found a way to get her to give it to me early. I broke my old... On purpose broke my old one to say that my CDs are going to be out in the open for her to get in the box and give it to me so I could have it early.
Nicey.
Yeah.
I like it,
though. It was nice. Like, it was a nice new one. I was just like, I have to have this one now. Like, I can't wait till Christmas. I saw it. And I saw a lot of crazy people. I saw people fighting over stuff. I saw parents yelling at their children and berating them in front of God and everybody. And I'm just like, really, I'm glad I don't work in retail anymore, but damn, like, there's a lot of crazy people this year. Any time of year, there's crazy people, but yeah.
Somehow,
yeah.
Somehow during the holidays, they get angry, and you figure, like, it's the holidays, you need to be happy, but no, it's like, they're very angry.
Right. Oh, my God. And say Merry Christmas to one person, and it is just like the end of the world.
Oh, you can't say that anymore, because what if they're not Christian, and what if they're this, or what if they're that? Like, it's really bad. You have to say Happy Holidays.
Right. And they started last year for Christmas. I worked where we sold Christmas trees and for the Home Depot, and they started calling them holiday trees. And I'm thinking, you're seriously going to start calling something a holiday tree just because there are so many different religions. And I understand, you know, there are different religions and people have different beliefs and all that stuff. But there's only one holiday that has a Christmas tree, and it's Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, why would you have a Christmas tree set up in your house?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I don't understand why they call them holiday trees now, because it's like, really?
You don't get a tree for every holiday.
What?
If people can complain about anything, they will. Like,
right.
If you can find one thing to complain about, they're going to do it. And I think that it's just insane. It is a Christmas tree. Call it a freaking Christmas tree.
Well, this is my thing. If you're going to start making us call them holiday trees, I don't want... Hanukkah, Jewish people who celebrate Hanukkah, it should not be called a menorah. It should be called a candelabra. And if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, it should not be called Thanksgiving. It should be called Day of Eats. Seriously. If you're going to, don't just single it to one holiday. Make it all of them.
Oh, my goodness. Can somebody please write that on the Uncensored Radio Facebook page? Because seriously, I want to use that. Oh, James, we love you so much. But Norma, what about you? Have you run into the crazy holiday shoppers?
Well, I am like James. I used to work retail as well. I used to work at JCPenney right after high school.
I feel your pain.
Yeah. like I said, they would be just extremely angry. There would be fights in line, not physical fights, but just like verbal fights. If somebody wanted the last item, it's like, well, you have to have more in the back. And it's like, no, lady, everything is out here, I'm telling you, you know. Just very pushy people, like very pushy. And
this is what I don't get. If you're in a line... Okay, let's just say it's a grocery store. You see somebody with 100 items in a cart, and you see one person behind you that has one item. Why can't people be just human and say, you know what, why don't you go ahead? I do it all the time. And I recently went to the grocery store, And I saw this lady, and it's the same thing. It's the people that just, they're in a bad mood, like perpetually bad mood. They're never going to get out of it. And this lady had like 100 items in her car. Like, it was just ridiculous. It was overflowing. And there was this one person that was in between us, because I was behind her, and she had one item. She had batteries in her hands. Batteries, for crying out loud. And she had a $5 bill in her hand to pay for the batteries. You would have thought that the lady would have said, you know what, why don't you go ahead? She didn't. She just, and we had to wait, and she had coupons, and she had a coupon book, and she was scanning, and she was, it took like 30 minutes just for her to get all her items through. And it was just like, why? Why can't you just say, here, you know what, why don't you go ahead? I don't understand. So everybody's homework, be nice to someone. If you see a person with one item, let them through.
No, pay it forward. I have a story for that, too. I have a story for that. I was in line. I got in line behind this lady at Walmart. I think I went to get, like, I was just getting, like, necessities, like, you know, deodorant, hair gel, stuff like that. I had, like, five things. And I get in line behind her because she's, it's Walmart. They have 50 registers, but only two of them open at a time. And I get in line behind her. They're scanning her stuff, and she's got, still has, like, an entire cart full of shit. All I did was walk around her to grab a tube of chapstick, and the bitch went off, telling me, you better get back in line behind me. You are not getting in front of me. Oh, my God, going off. Going off. And I'm like, all I wanted was chapstick. All I wanted was a tube of Blistex medicated chapstick. The next time, I'll wait until it's my turn.
But you know what makes them matter is if you're responding nicely, they go crazy.
Yes.
Like the guy yesterday, the guy today, I was like, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Like, I just said, Merry Christmas, dog. Like, that's all I said.
You didn't say Happy Holidays?
Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe that's why he was mad.
Well, you just get into the same thing. You got to come with kindness, and it's ridiculous because you see that, like, you can just be in the calmest mood ever, so chill, so, like, you know what? It doesn't bother me. Keep yelling at me. You're just giving me enjoyment.
Yeah.
And
I just laugh. I'm like,
even
wow.
More.
Are you okay? Well, did you not, you know, I don't say anything. I just smile, and I'm like, oh, Merry Christmas.
And then when they finally turn around, they're standing there and they're just like muttering stuff about you under their breath, like, bitch. Like,
it's like whatever.
And I'm just
really
like,
crazy.
What? All I wanted was chapstick. Oh my gosh, not the end of the world.
I think my favorite part is when, like, there's two females fighting because, of course, it's like, I was in line here. Well, I didn't see you. Well, I was in line. You saw me, right? Like, they start arguing, and I've seen it happen time and time again. And, of course, a boyfriend will intervene and be like, all right, let it go. And, no, that bitch. And it's like, why are you arguing? Why are you making a scene? Get your freaking stuff bought.
And the thing is, you're one person behind. You're not 10 people. It's one person. Like, so that's five more minutes. Like, if you really think about it, you're going this crazy because one person got there before you.
Who cares? Like, it's not really ridiculous. And I've seen it happen to where somebody was in, you know, the wheelchair cart, you know, the little motor engine ones. I've seen somebody in one of those, and somebody was, like, right beside her. And the lady that was standing up in her cart, she's just like, I was here first. You can't get in front. And it's like, this bitch is in a wheelchair. Like, have a little kindness, please. Like, really? She has six things in her cart. It's not going to take that long.
Right, and it's like those people that park in the handicap parking spot with no handicap license plate, no handicap placard in the window, and they get out of the car, and they're walking fine, and it's like a little 16, 17-year-old girl. And you see the car pull up that really, like, you see the person pulls up that really needs it, and they have to park clear back in the back of the parking lot just so that they're not next to a car so they can get their wheelchair out and get out of their car. That's what pisses me off. And I'm the first person when I go to a store and I see that happening, like I see cars in handicap spots that have nothing on them indicating that that's where they need to park. I am writing down that license plate number, going in, and telling somebody at the service desk, yeah, this person's parked in a handicapped spot. Here's a license plate, make and model of the car. You might want to call them.
I like Dane. Yay. He doesn't screw around.
Well, because I go shop, I used to take my grandma shopping. And whenever I take her to the grocery store, I didn't like having to drop her off at the door and then go park the car, then come out, then go in and find her. Get half of her shopping done for her while she's walking through, one or two aisles. I'm running the store, getting the rest of it so we can get in and get out. And then having to go out, go out to the car, pull it up back in front of the building, and then load all the stuff up. So it's like my grandma has a handicap placard. She has she is handicapped. I wanted to be able to park in front of the store so that I could walk in with her, go in with her, make sure she's okay the entire time. And it takes that away. Like it takes that companionship away if you're having to do that. And then you have to think about the people that are handicapped that don't have somebody with them that are having to go out and go to the store, and it's not fair to them.
Yep.
I think that, as a responsibility, I think that definitely it should be something that you try to always tell people or call them on. If you see it, it should definitely be brought up in a nice way. I mean, don't be an asshole to them or anything, but just be like, should you really be parking there? Let's think about this a little bit, because I think that a lot of people forget that there's other people in need. Like, they just think about themselves. So, especially during the holidays, we need to express that. And speaking of the holidays in which we're talking about, which is Christmas, what month is that in again? December, right? And I think we might have someone that has horoscopes for us for December. And Miss Norma De La Cruz, take it away.
All right. So, according to myhoroscope.com, here's this month's horoscopes for all Sagittarius and Capricorn. If your birthday lands between... Yay! If your birthday lands between November 22nd through December 21st, you would be under the Sagittarius sign. This month will bring you a feeling of strength and confidence, as well as the urge to be adventurous. A new moon in Sagittarius will bring inspiration to making changes in your life over the next few weeks. This is a time for experiences in new cultures and ideas. There could be some surprises in love if you're open to romance. So, in other words, for you Sagittarius out there, if you're in a loveless relationship, break it off, go out, shake your tail feather, and you just might fall in love with the right person. So, if your birthday lands between December 22nd and January 19th, you would fall under Capricorn sign. This month, you'll have great determination and ambition, but some of your plans may not unravel the way you wanted them to. Because of this, your energy might be unpredictable with your home life or when dealing with a family member. As much as you have a clear direction, others may interfere. So, in Norma's other words, make sure you plan well for the holidays and use your paper plates and plastic utensils in case of family brawl. And with that, I say happy birthday to my Sagittarius and Capricorn friends, especially my friend Mikey.
Woohoo!
Yay!
There you go. Oh, Lord. So, I have to ask, does anybody have any, office holiday parties that they're going to, or just period holiday parties that they're going to?
No.
No?
No.
Hey, James, why don't you have any holiday parties to go to? I want to know.
Luckily, my job is cool enough not to have them. And, I'd rather be with family at a family party, family get together where there's drama than to go to a party with people that I'm forced to be with every day.
True. What about, like, within your friends? You guys don't have, like, a gift exchange within your friends or a holiday party where you guys, you know, bring your own beer, come on over, let's have fun?
No, we're all broke as white people.
Well, good to know.
But
and
I
you're in Missouri.
Yes, in Missouri, the worst state in the United States. But I am, however, going to a end-of-the-world party on December 21st. I'm going that night. So
awesome!
And Norma, do you have any parties?
I don't have any parties this year, but normally at my previous job, we would do like a you know, lunch party for Christmas. And every year was different. Let's just say that. I remember.
Did you guys ever have any drama?
There was always plenty of drama, but it's more like, because we had two managers that didn't like each other, so it was always funny that, you know, we would do a gift exchange inside the whole, you know, the whole building. And if one would pick the other one's name, they would straight out say, nope, I'm not taking this, give me another paper. Like, hated each other. And it's like, get in the Christmas spirit and just bury the hatchet, get over it. You know, they're managers. But,
but they did.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like fighting. I remember one year for Christmas, we worked in a warehouse, and we had the Christmas party, and our managers kind of left and left us alone, like us office people and warehouse people. And we had a hide-and-go-seek in the warehouse.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you a story about what we did in my office one year. But, Toya, what about you? Are you planning any holiday parties, any office parties?
No, I mean, I'm self-employed, so there is no office. But, you know, I do like Christmas parties, so I typically go to other ones that I hear about, different charities or organizations with which I'm involved and stuff like that. I think the Christmas party. I really do. Because by then, I guess drinks are served and people are in a better mood.
Now, have you ever witnessed any like holiday party, like just drama unfold?
Well, that's what makes them so exciting. I mean, there's always someone with Norma's personality who gets sloppy drunk and then just becomes the life of the party. That's always great. Where it's like, wait, what? That's normal. What the hell? Or she's like, just like being slutty, hitting on everybody. You know, it's just always one. That's why I like them, because people are just like, it's the end of the year. I got my drink. I won't see you till that New Year. I'm a party. It's just, it's great for that. That's the best part of Christmas parties, I think.
Hell yes. We like to refer to Norma as left field, because we never know what the fuck's going to come out of her mouth.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so you was like, hey, Norma's not the chair. She's all on the president of the company. She's sitting on his lap.
Yeah, I usually let loose at those Christmas parties.
She's sitting on the CEO's lap going, have you been naughty or have you been nice?
Oh, it's always naughty.
Or she's like on the dance floor. She's like, her dress is raised up. She's like dropping it like it's hot. You know.
Oh, yeah.
There's always room for those stories.
Oh,
have
goodness.
Have you seen
gracious.
Me drunk?
Uh-oh. We might have a caller. I believe his name is Antonio, and he wants to talk to the chicks. Hold on.
Antonio.
Antonio, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Hi, you requested to speak with the host.
Yes, I do. Well, exactly. Oh. I'm going to speak to the host, and I don't care who it is, because I love to see our radio.
You love Chick Chat?
Well, good evening. How are you doing today?
Good, good. You're on the line with all three of us. So say hello to Norma and to Toya.
Well, how you doing, Noya and Toya? I mean, y'all do have a lovely voice. Y'all face are so beautiful and so pretty. And y'all skin must be going gorgeous, like bright like the sun.
Well, thank you.
Are you talking to all of us?
Something?
Huh?
Did you have a question for us?
Well, yes, I do. Now, my question is, is about the holiday parties. Now, for these holiday parties, now I know everybody loves to have fun and basically like to cheerful. So, what does it mean about having what does it mean about having a holiday?
I think we lost him. I'm here. Oh, there you go. What does it mean to have a holiday what? I'm sorry?
What does it mean to have a holiday party? Are you supposed to have fun, spend time with your family and friends? What?
Oh, well, it's a holiday party. I think I can speak for all of us. It's all about having fun, letting loose, and getting into the Christmas spirit. Right, ladies?
Oh, yeah.
That would be it.
Well, that's true.
It's about having fun with your friends, your coworkers, whoever the case may be. Maybe people that you don't even talk to. It's about getting to know them and, you know, being one with, you know, the holiday spirit.
Yeah, but sometimes I do quite understand about the holiday parties and everything, but why is it every time, I know people love to have holiday parties, but why would people want to come in and mess everything up that you already trying to host and you trying to entertain your guests and your family and friends? But why would somebody want to come in and say like end up being drunk or trying to ruin everybody's fun? I just don't understand that. That's the reason why I just don't understand that. Why would everybody want to ruin? It could be an office party or employees party, any kind of party it is. Why would somebody want to ruin that?
Well,
I
mean,
go
for it.
I think it's more, you know, there's already tension between two people or between, you know, coworkers, and you think you're going to have a good time and not interact with them in particular, but, you know, somehow, for some reason, it always ends up being a fight during the holiday parties.
Yeah.
I think.
People have different walks of life. Sometimes, you know, drama unfolds, but it's not necessarily that they want to ruin it. Maybe they had a little bit too much to drink. Maybe they had the internal drama already and the alcohol heightened it. you know, people do crazy shit every day. It's unfortunate, but it's true. But we want to thank you, Antonio, for giving us a call. We appreciate you listening.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And I will keep listening to y'all station every day.
Okay, well, keep on listening and tell everybody you know. Chick Chat, Fridays at 5. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Oh, he was lovely. So, keeping with the holiday tradition, I don't know if you guys heard this story. It's been all over the friggin' news all week about Justin Bieber and these men who plotted to kidnap him. Now, going with the spirit of everybody's crazy and we have no idea why. Why kidnap him and cut off his kiwis? I don't understand. What did why did he have to be castrated? I mean, I get.
Sorry.
His what?
Because he's a little bitch boy that nobody likes.
Ooh, James. Tell us how you really feel.
I was going to say so he doesn't reproduce.
Right.
You
so
guys.
To keep him from reproducing so that we don't have like two or three other ones running around in 18 years.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are bad. Well,
my name is
James,
and I am not a fan of Justin Bieber.
Don't
I
have
the
Bieber fever.
I hate Justin Bieber fan club.
Oh, Lord.
I'm one that is my co-president.
James, I'm going to get you his Christmas CD and mail it to you just for fun. I'm just saying. Merry Christmas.
And when you get a text message from me that's a picture message and it's got it broken into 500 million pieces, don't be mad.
Don't get mad.
It'll be the
you should
best
have saved your
$5
money.
I ever spent. Oh, I'm so mean. No, but, you know, this guy from, well, it was him, and he had he was in jail at the time when he got these two people to conspire to basically kidnap him and castrate him, which I don't get why. Okay, I understand James's hatred for him, but you wouldn't kill him and have him castrated? What makes a 45-year-old man be obsessed with Justin Bieber, and he has a tattoo of him on one of his legs, and
really?
Want to kill him? Yeah.
Okay. I have a question. You did say that these guys are in prison, were in prison and conspired this plan, right?
One of them was in prison. One of them was in prison, and he then hired two people, basically. It was a murder for hire. Here, I'll read you the story. It was on USA Today, and you can probably look at it in any other news article. It says, two New Mexico men arrested for a murder for a hire plot were planning to strangle and castrate pop star Justin Bieber and his bodyguard. Mark Stake, 41, and his 23-year-old nephew, Tanner Ruin, were arrested late last month in Vermont. They were accused of plotting to kidnap and kill four people on behalf of Dana Martin, that's the 45-year-old, who is serving two life sentences for a 2000 rape and murder of a Vermont girl. Stake met Martin in Las Cruces State Prison. According to investigators, you want me to continue?
Yeah.
New Mexico police affidavit states Stake and Ruin allegedly planned to first travel from New Mexico to Vermont and kill two witnesses to Martin's crime, then hit Bieber. The plot allegedly was planned when Bieber performed sold-out concerts at Madison Square Gardens in New York City November 27th and 28th. Police said 45-year-old Martin was obsessed with Bieber, has a tattoo of him on one of his legs. Like, if you hate him that much, why do you have his face on your leg? I'm just saying. It makes no sense.
Maybe it's not that he hated him, but he loved him so much he doesn't want anyone else to have him. Maybe. I don't know.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Left Field. Yeah. We love Norma. No, like, this guy was so crazy. He even told police that he told these hire for men that they had to strangle Justin Bieber with a paisley tie. Like, why couldn't it be a striped tie? Why does it have to be a paisley tie? Like, really?
Like, hey, the devil is in the details.
Oh, I guess, but geez, like, I don't understand why paisley. I don't know. It just got me.
Well,
why do people hate him so much, Jane? I don't know. I don't follow him at all. So why do people hate Justin so much? Like, what's the big deal?
Because he's a little girl trapped in a gay man's body. Sorry. no. Okay. I have a theory, though, as to why this guy wants him dead. Now, I haven't been able to say it because I had to put my phone on mute for a minute while I was throwing some clothes in the washing machine. And it was a little bit loud. But my theory is that the little girl, you said the guy killed a little girl? That was on.
Yeah, he raped and killed a girl in Vermont.
Okay. I'm thinking maybe the little girl was a huge Justin Bieber fan. And when he kidnapped her, she was, like, singing, you know, to kind of keep her mind off what was going on. She just sang nothing but Justin Bieber songs. So that when he went to jail and his attorney tried, you know, his attorney was working, his attorney was trying to plead to the judge. And while they were sitting there, you know, his attorney was just humming Justin Bieber songs and wearing his paisley tie. So I'm thinking when the guy was put in jail, he was mad, and he blamed Justin Bieber for the whole thing because the girl was singing Justin Bieber, and his attorney was singing Justin Bieber songs while they were trying to plead for his case. And
oh, my God. James, okay, first, breathe. Take a breath. Number two, you need to write a science fiction book. Number three, to all the listeners, allegedly James is making this up. It's not true, just so y'all know. We don't have people calling us like, it's true? Is that why? It's like, No. That is the part of fiction in James's brain that currently told this little story.
It's my theory, and I came up with that theory after listening to the story you just told. So, with that being
wonderful.
Said,
yeah, and in my head, I could picture all of that going on.
I know, me too. That's the worst part. But, I mean, this guy even went as far as putting a bounty on – he put a bounty on his testicles, on Justin Bieber's testicles. $2,500 each testicle. That's $5,000 for a pair of balls. Like, that's a major cojone.
Well, either that or I have to completely agree with what Norma said and that the guy is just madly in love with Justin Bieber. And if he can't have him, nobody else can have him. And he wanted his testicles to play with himself while he was in jail. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. I agree with James.
Thank you. That is the end of my story. I am done.
Hold on. You need to repeat that just one more time for me. I have something for you.
Me?
See, look, that's what I have for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yay.
Tonight's story was read by James Hankins. Thank you. You can thank him later. Okay. So, I have a question for you guys. Have you guys ever worked with somebody that's just utterly ridiculous? And there's no way you can get away from working with them. You have to work with them. But they just, like, you just can't understand how somebody can be that pretentious, that just insane. I currently have a coworker who just started working with me, and this guy just thinks that he is the best thing since freaking sliced bread. He doesn't know anything. You try, your manager tells you to, like, you know, show him the ropes. He goes, oh, yeah, I understand, and does whatever the hell he wants. So you want to just let him fly, like, you know, fall flat on his face. But, I mean, I can't have a conversation on the phone without him turning around and having 2 cents to butt into my conversation. I can't have somebody come to my desk and talk to me. I mean, have you guys ever just worked with somebody that you just couldn't stand? How do you deal with that? Toya?
I don't. But, in everything you do, there's always one. That's my little motto. There's always one. I can ignore anybody. I mean, it's one of my gifts. You can be talking to me, and I'm in my happy place. I'm just hoping you don't ask me to repeat anything. But, and then, you know, oldest trick in the book, kill them with kindness. I mean, straight up. Like, they can't. That works because usually these people crave argument and they crave friction. So if you do exactly the opposite, they kind of just fade out anyway because you don't give them the energy they need to keep going. That's what
okay.
I.
But what if there's, like, no way to ignore them? Like, if you're forced to, like, help them, if you're forced to talk to them, if you're forced. Because I'm good at ignoring, too.
Oh, so what I mean by ignore is not you're standing there and I'm, like, looking up. I mean, you might be having, you know, I say what it is. I keep it to the business. And I say what I need to say on that. No matter which way you go, I just keep it at the business. I don't, if you, just because you say something stupid, I'm just not going to go there with you. I just smile and keep it at the business. So it gets to the point where they're just like, okay, well, she's just not going to give it to me. And so they go to that person who they get the argument from. So you can always, I mean, ignore the BS. But, yeah, there are obviously times when you do have to communicate with these people. You can't get around with it, that you work with them. But you don't have to go left. You don't have to go left with them. That's the choice.
Well, how would you guys, I don't know if you guys have ever had this situation, but when you can't have, like, if you have someone come up to your desk or you're on the phone, have somebody consistently eavesdrop on your conversations, like, every single day, every conversation that you have. I mean, I've gotten to the point where I've told them to turn around, like, it's not polite to do that. You need to work, like, stop listening to conversations, like, and I just don't understand.
mind your own fucking business.
Well, I can't do that because, you know, zero tolerance policies now. You can't be mean or, you know,
curse
or anything. You have to be politically correct, so I have to be nice.
Are you having personal conversations or are these work conversations?
No, these are work conversations. These are work conversations. Like, I will have someone at my desk and we're going over different cases, and all of a sudden, from across the way, he comes and starts butting into the conversation. First of all, he's only worked there for a month. Second of all, he's never worked in my department or knows how to do anything. I'm a lead. He's not. I try to, like, teach him how to do stuff, and he ignores what I say. He doesn't do it. And then the supervisor's like, well, why did he do it this way? And it's like, I tried to show him, but he didn't want to listen to me. So it's like, I don't even care about that because he can sink himself. I don't have to worry about that. He's basically going to shoot himself in the foot with that. But I just can't get over the eavesdropping because So what do I do short from hitting him in his face?
Because that's what it's going to come down to, Daisy.
I seriously want to punch him in his man tits.
What do you do? What are you doing right now? Just curious.
I have told him to turn around. I have told him not to eavesdrop on my conversations. I've told him, like, listen, I am doing something over here. I'm talking to a supervisor or another manager. You need to mind your own business. This is a conversation between us. We didn't invite you to this conversation. We're not asking you for your opinion. Like, this is a conversation between us, not you.
Sounds like now he's just doing it to piss you off because there's really nothing you can do. It's not like he's using a butt.
But he thinks he's funny. That's the thing about it. He thinks he's like a riot. He thinks he is the best thing ever. Like, he just walks around, and he has rubbed everybody in that office a wrong way. Like, everybody hates him. Like, they have a name for him. His name starts with an F, and they call him, like, fucking fat, and then they say his name. Like, that's his name because he's just such a, like, God. He just has, like, this air about him when he, like, walks and he talks to you like you're nothing. Like, he's just the best thing since fucking sliced bread. I really want to punch him in his face.
I know a person like that, but I can't talk about it on air.
What, James? What are you talking about? It's just this girl's here. Tell us all about it. Ignore the 80,000 listeners that we have. You know, just talk to us. We won't say anything.
I can't talk about it, Daisy, and you know why.
Okay. Well, we're not going to get into it then because, you know, somebody might want a booty call later on. I'm just saying.
Okay, and just to clarify, it is not any of the hosts that I talked to regularly.
No.
Because I noticed that there is one who's probably listening in right now, and it has nothing to do with him. And I'll probably be getting a text message from him in a minute asking me who.
Of course he is, because, you know, mama, that's the way he is. But with that being said, oh, wait, hold on. Are you creeping? Mama?
I'm creeping?
Yeah, no, I thought mama was creeping.
Oh, I might just jump on air because I'm a nosy bitch like that. I muted my cell phone, so I was, like, talking to myself.
That's Jeffrey Emmett.
What's happening? What's going on? What's the gossip? Why are you talking about me?
We're not talking about you.
And Jeffrey,
well, who are we talking about? I love the scoop. Fill me in.
Okay, so this is the thing. People that are utterly ridiculous, how to deal with them when there's no way around it if you work with them. Like, you have to deal with them. I have a situation where I have a little bit of an eavesdropper who gets into every single one of my conversations, and short of punching him in his man tits, I have no idea what to do.
Oh, are you talking about your friend's ex-boyfriend?
No.
No! I work with this guy.
Oh. Well, tell him to go fuck himself.
I can't. That's the problem.
Hey,
yes,
Jeffrey,
you can.
You think about it.
Honey, just go old school. Be like, this is an A-B conversation. See yourself out.
See your way out.
I don't really understand the problem. I know you could be a mean bitch, so just come on.
Trust me. I've told him to turn around. I've told him this is a conversation between us two. We didn't invite you into the conversation. You need to mind your own business. Like, he just doesn't fucking get it. And then he, like, on top of it, he's a fucking prick. It's like, oh, good Lord.
Well, that happened.
Well, that happened, he said.
James, what is the problem with James? That he was like, oh, he's going to text me.
James says it.
If you think about it, you'll know who I'm talking about. And it's a person that I don't particularly like that we associate with.
I know
if
who
you
it
think
is.
About it, you'll know.
I already know who you're talking about because there's only one other guy besides me. It kind of narrows it down. So what's going on?
I feel like this person has kind of invaded me because he kind of stole my idea.
And the plot thickens.
Well,
interesting.
We should have this person on air with you, and you should maybe discuss the situation on air.
The situation. Did you hear that?
I don't think so.
Be careful, though. This situation could cause a tsunami.
Uh-oh.
Right.
I don't know.
And
what
I
does Karen Ashley have to say about that? Because I know she'd be creeping on the line, too.
Karen, okay, this way. You can't. I go like this. I'm on the fence about it because I feel like, you know, I can't knock a person who's trying to do their thing. And this person put together a show, shows up every week, so I can't knock that. Now, whether that idea was stolen or not, that sounds like a conversation you need to have. And that could have been, you should have had that a long time ago, you know, but I can't really hate on a person who's trying to do their thing. You know, because
right.
You know me, I'm always like, I'm a doer. So,
I know.
And I'm not saying that you shouldn't say anything, and I'm not saying that if your idea was stolen, that's right, wrong. I don't think that's right. I definitely don't think that's right. I definitely think that you should have a conversation with that person. And, you know, and if we have to be a part of the conversation, if we need to be there with you, you know, we're in full support of you because we love you, you know, but I'm always, if people are doing something and it's productive and it's to add to the Uncensored Radio brand, I can't really knock it. Now, if we need to readjust that show and you need to get some credit for that, there's those kind of things we can fix, you know?
And honestly, I'm not trying to be a bitch about it in any way, shape, or form.
I'm not.
It was just something that I found that kind of irritated me a little bit, and I have addressed it with Jeffrey before, and I don't want to start drama where drama doesn't need to start. You know what I mean?
But I even say this. I don't even look at it as something being about being a bitch, because if you came up with the idea, then that needs to be addressed. I do believe
right. That.
Because I just feel like if I came up with an idea, you know me, I would have addressed it. I wouldn't have let it even ride 1 second. You know, it would have been, a conversation would have been had, whatever, you know. But I also look at it like this person, I mean, the minute we put it out there, hey, we want, you know, if you guys want the opportunity to do your own show, this person was on it. They had their demo done. They had everything going. Oh, we got 5 seconds. Damn.
Sorry. With that being said, Kit Kat is over.
On the next show. James, you're on the next show with us. And girl,
sorry. You
can stay on if you want to. We've got room.
All right. Well, with that being said, tune in next Friday. Have the girl stay on. Let the girl stay on. Let me play the outro and get UCR on. Bye,
yes.
Guys. Chick chat. Next Friday. Bye.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
We say it what we want, give it to you nonstop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Uncensored Radio. We are your guiltiest pleasure. It is such a crazy day today, but we are so happy that you tuned in. We have got some juicy stuff to talk about. You know how our show is. If you were listening to the last show, Chick Chat, you know that we've got issues that are spilling over into our show, but that's okay because we're all family and it's all love. And some of the Chick Chat girls have stuck around to hang out with us. I am Karen Ashley. Jeff Rammon is in the house. How are you, Jeff?
I am Peachy King, kind of.
Awesome. Yeah, right. And then Jamesy, how are you? He is the intern of all interns.
I'm good. And I didn't mean for that conversation to take over the last 5 minutes of Chick Chat.
That's fine.
That's
completely all good. And what girl stayed on? I don't know who decided to stay in Chick Chat.
It's Toya and myself.
Toya and Daisy
are in the house. Welcome, ladies.
And Miss Katrina Johnson.
Hello.
Hello.
Miss Katrina Johnson. Hi, honey bunny. She is here. She is in the house. So this is the thing. Katrina, you're just joining us. On Chit Chat, I came in at the very last second, and of course I come into a firestorm of conversation. Great. It gets juicier and juicier by the minute. So James was talking about the fact that he had an idea. And allegedly, someone stole his idea, and they're doing a show on Uncensored Radio. And he's got a problem with them. Right.
I know who that is.
I do, too. I think we all do. I think we've all narrowed it down, because everyone else who's on the show, with the exception of Jake Pentland, they're all on the line right now, so there's only a few people left.
Yeah. I think this person is a cooter banging ferret lover.
What the hell is that? A cooter banging
ferret lover.
Oh shit.
So anyway,
let the next cat fight begin.
We cannot confirm or deny.
Wow. Okay, so whether that is the case or not, that is beyond me. So recently I had heard through the grapevine that this person's show was actually an idea of someone else. I didn't know this, and the show's actually been on for quite a few months. And my thought, because they obviously, when they saw me come down the line, wanted my opinion. And I said, I don't condone someone stealing your show, but what I will say is this person, I can't really hate on this person completely. I do think a conversation needs to be had, and if your idea was stolen, then we're more than welcome to be a part of that. We're more than welcome to demand that this show needs to be revamped, rechanged, retooled, whatever, if that's the case, if it was stolen.
If it was stolen, at least it was executed to the fullest extent.
Right. My thought was that. That was where I was coming from. Where I'm a doer. And I'm like,
there was a lot
of
hustle involved.
When I said, hey, guys, if you want your own show, then create it, let us know. This person was the first to demo. This person was the first to do it on their own. This person shows up every day they need to show up. They promote their own show. They've created, you know, Facebook accounts, and they've done their own thing. And even if people don't agree with the way that they're doing it, they're still doing it.
Oh, my God.
If they work,
yeah,
they work
at this
really
point,
hard.
Nobody can tell who we're talking about. No.
I know, I feel bad. Like, I feel like we should just get this person on the line. But
okay.
I do feel like if that is the case, like if your idea was stolen, then let's address it. We should talk about it. We should have a conversation about that. And we should
let's
go
down on air.
Talk show style.
Fight.
Either way, if it's on air or if it's off air, it doesn't matter. Because either way, the conversation needs to be had.
Well, right, but I'm saying it'd be more entertaining.
I agree with Jeffrey. I agree with Jeffrey.
I say we go straight Maury Povich and call this person.
Let's
call this person.
Mama and Papa.
Do it.
Well, let's put it this way: if we were to call this person, I would have the respect to let them know, because I don't think this person deserves to be ambushed. I think this person should know. Hey, we're gonna call.
I am pro ambush.
I don't want to do this right now.
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to start drama.
here's my thing though, and the whole execution of it and everything and being done. My only problem with it that I see is that I had approached regarding the idea of him and I doing a show, and we have had two or three meetings about it, but for some reason he could never get with me regarding a pre-tape or a pilot or anything like that. And the next thing I know,
it's done in the can.
And that's where I feel betrayed. Now, my whole thing
no,
is
No, you should. And you should
that,
say something. This is like business 101. You have to, if nothing else, for the principle of the principle of principle, you should say something, and you should be heard. You know what I'm saying? Like, because otherwise, business for you, if it happens once, it could potentially happen again. Like you never make it, when it's business, it's business. This ain't personal. We don't have to be friends. You know, I've had issues with people and they are no longer on the show. That was not personal. That was business.
Right.
They're not part of the show. They're part of the show because they did something that affected the business. I have a problem with you if you affect the business of Uncensored Radio. If you say something bad about me, call me a bitch, you call me racist, you call me anything you want, I don't care.
Oh,
I can call everything in the book. I go, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I don't care personally. You can continue to stay on the show. We can fight every day. But when you affect the business, then it's a problem. It is what it is. It is what it is. You know what I'm not. I don't sugarcoat stuff. It is what it is. And that's the only problem I ever had with Mike. Like Lord Baltimore.
I was
amazing producer. Yeah, Lord Baltimore. I'm saying, well, the other one too. I'm not going to lie. Everybody knows. Everybody who listens to the show knows there's a reason he left, so okay.
Right.
We'll get that elephant out the room. But I had no personal issues with either of those men. But when they, you know, affect the show, then there's a problem. Especially when we're working real hard to make this show into something.
Right.
Real hard. You guys know the work that goes in because you all are on the front line.
You know, I don't know why, but this just makes me feel like, Karen, did you want to talk about something else? Like, was there something else you wanted to say?
Why? What would I have to say? I actually want
anything,
to
but it sounds like it's going to be passionate.
Yes.
We're all here together.
Oh, yes. Speaking of which, we haven't talked to Katrina. Katrina, remember what we were texting about the other day that deals with our certain firstborn child, Jamesy?
Yes. Yes.
We've been wanting to make this announcement, but we can't get him the surprise because we didn't want to do it without you, and then we wanted to just make sure we all want to, you know, I wanted to make that because that's something we decided as a team.
I like that.
You like that?
I agree.
Tonight. You feel like tonight's the night? Should we pop bottles?
I think
tonight
is definitely the night.
Today's been a horrible day for the nation. So we should pop bottles about something.
Yeah. Let's celebrate.
What do you Chit Chat Girls think? You guys don't even know what the hell we're talking about.
No clue. I bet the audience doesn't either.
I think I have a feeling. I know what it is, but I think you can do it.
I have a feeling.
Hold on. By the way, Miss Katrina Johnson, did you find your phone? Because I just got a phone call from your cell phone.
What? You did? No, I didn't find my phone. Who has it?
Oh, hell. Well, hurry up with the announcement so I can call it back.
Call your
get your
girl.
Phone back.
Damn it. Ugh, today's juicy. Shit.
Okay.
Today's been a long day.
I want to hear your announcement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, can I get a drum roll? Can we push the button? Can I get like a or some applause or like a
da da da?
Ooh, that's
good
enough.
That was like an atomic fart. I'm not saying I didn't like it, but that was not what I was hoping for. But that's okay.
That's not what her heart was yearning for.
Not at all.
I didn't even know we had that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
No? That was good. That was good. Yeah.
That's good.
Do you want to do the honors, Katrina?
Oh, no. Please. Go right ahead.
The mouth of the South should give the freaking news. So James,
not after that atomic fart noise.
I love you.
This is the thing, James. I think that you are amazingly talented. And you know, for months, weeks, we have kind of taken you under our wing. And you, I will have to say, have exceeded our expectations. You've rose to every occasion. You've even done things we didn't even know you were doing. You have definitely been a person who we feel like needs to be around for the long term. And we've said it to you that we feel like you're our firstborn child. You need to be around. So we talked collectively and had an idea, because you know we always have said, we need a producer, we need a producer, we need a producer. We've tried other producers, we've done other things, and it's never worked. But we really feel like if you came on as producer of our show, that this might be a good fit. And what we mean by producer is actually contribute as a writer, actually contribute as, you know, really planning the shows, really helping us hone the direction we're going in, and really help us make decisions regarding the other shows. That'll be
interesting.
Yeah, kind of basically doing all the work you're doing now, but more.
With a title.
Well, but you know what?
Yeah, with a title and more power.
Yeah, we'll make it official.
Yeah, but I also think that it would be good for you because you're already naturally a producer. I think we've already kind of felt like, you know, whether you want to be a host or not, that's gravy, but you're really good producing. You're really good with ideas, and we kind of want you deeper in the fold if you can get any deeper. What do you say, Jamesy? That's our
go deep, Jamesy, go deep.
Well, I'd really have to think about it, you know. I mean...
Did your hair get all tangled in the helmet? Is that what you're trying to say?
I feel like I've been duped.
How about you can accept this. You can take as my accepting the position of being the UCR producer.
Yay!
Round of applause. The crowd goes wild. No, what I mean is, like, we're really going to work closely with you and really, I mean, it's going to be a little bit different from what it already is, but I'm very happy that you've accepted the position. Okay. I don't know if that's what you expected for Christmas or if it's just, like, a big letdown.
Well, Eric, you forgot the best part. We didn't tell him he was getting a raise.
Right.
Oh, yes, a raise. Cool.
What
you
level of messing?
You'll make double your salary that you're getting now.
That sounds awesome. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, I was actually
double
gonna say him like a dollar
amazing,
a week.
Hugely. Oh,
well,
man.
Goodness. I wholeheartedly accept the offer.
Well, I'm very happy because we absolutely adore and love you, and I just think that it's kind of the role you grew into. I don't know.
It's a good role.
Who would have thunk it? Who would have thought the first day he called us and he needed advice about, you know, underperforming in a sexual act, and we're now able to
and we
take you under our wing. We keep you.
Well,
and I
have really been the right-hand man forever. You know, he reminds me of Gunther from Friends. He was always there in the background, and maybe you didn't know it. And then all of a sudden, he became a regular speaking role making Buku Box.
Okay.
So, I like the analogy.
Yeah.
James got it. That's all that matters. Shut up, Blondie.
No. Oh, man. Well, today, I definitely, before we go any further with the show, I want to definitely say say a prayer, send my love, send our love for the victims in Connecticut. What happened today was absolutely shocking. I don't even understand what those families are going through tonight. And, you know, we're going to continue the party, and hopefully we can have a great show. And if anyone in the Connecticut area is listening, our heart goes out to you. We hope we can take your mind off of this situation, even if it is just for an hour. Anyway, God bless them. And so, James, back to the original conversation. We didn't really, you know, do you need to
address the cooter banging ferret lover?
I didn't catch what the last thing you said, Karen. I'm sorry.
I said cooter banging ferret lover.
Katrina!
What?
Enough!
That's going to become a soundbite.
I would like to take a moment and tell everybody that Daisy is calling me on my home number right now. She is being an irresponsible whatever she is and calling me on the other line. Really, Daisy, are you trying to take me away?
She thinks she's calling your missing cell phone.
She thinks she's calling my missing cell phone, but she's not. She's calling me on the other line right now. Daisy, this is me putting you on blast. You're welcome.
Well, it's probably overdue because she puts you on blast
there she
every
goes
day
again.
All day.
Hang on. I'll text her and let her know.
Yeah.
Right.
It's pretty hilarious.
She's disappeared. Well,
she's on a mission.
Jamesy, if you want to have that conversation, if you want us to be involved, let us know because we'll be more than happy to mediate that.
Okay.
We have no problem calling a bitch out.
Yeah. You know what happens all the time.
Katrina, I'm so sad. I was just going to text you the other drama that happened today, but I can't.
Fuck. Damn it.
What
wow.
drama?
I forwarded you the drama.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm probably so feisty tonight. Like, give me a break. Let's put this on the record. Somebody seems to think we're riding on their coattails, their imaginary coattails. We ain't doing that. Trust me, if we had time in our busy schedule to erase you from existence, we would. And we haven't had the opportunity.
Oh, shit.
Be a little bit more patient. Thank
okay.
You.
If your name
I
is
would.
Lord Voldemort
we
and
very,
you suck, stop sucking.
We were very patient with this person and drama that they were going through, so they need to be a little bit more patient with us, and trust me, we will erase you from existence soon enough.
Okay, I have to tell you, I think I have to leave the show because I'm supposed to be the troublemaking one, and I see the direction of tonight's show is going in that I'm, like, going to be the one that's trying to squash the fight, and I don't really care for this. It didn't really work out. No, but I'm just saying, like, you feisty, Katrina's feisty, and I'm over here like, kumbaya.
Oh, well,
for like
Jeffrey, you have to stay on the show because you're going to have an excuse to say the word elementary like 87 times this week.
Yeah.
So I am happy for you because
it's
I like when you get to say that. Yeah.
Wait, or I don't understand. What show am I doing?
Our show, but you're going to get to talk and say the word elementary quite a few times because it's in the news.
Oh,
so
no, I don't want to talk. I can't even talk about it. Like, today I had to turn the TVs off and just, I can't even handle it. It, like, makes me not want to leave
that.
My house. Like, it's just crazy. Like, I'm seriously thinking about calling the doctor and asking for medication.
Well, you should have done that a long time ago.
Yeah.
I know.
For various reasons. But I'll tell you something that'll make you feel better about yourself. I'll tell you what happened to me.
Oh, man.
I have no car and no phone in a lovely turn of events. I am the ultimate train wreck. It's official. And
what happened?
The best part is, the best part is it's not even my fault. All right. So my friends bought a private jet. So I flew yesterday to Texas to go fly home on their private jet, and because that was my business before. So they're like, hey, we need your expertise. Tell us, is there anything we need to buy, anything we need to retrofit? Do we need to do anything to make this amazing? And the plane is beautiful. They actually don't need to change anything. I made a few little suggestions on just how to make it a little more functional, but it's beautiful.
So was it a shit picker or, like, bigger?
No, bigger. It's really nice.
Wow.
I was impressed. It's really nice. So yesterday I thought was a great day, and it was my girlfriend's birthday. So I took her out last night to fancy dinner and then out drinking and partying. And whenever it's one of my friend's birthdays, it can get dangerous if we're doing birthday shots. We were doing birthday shots, so it's dangerous. Needless to say, we get a hotel room, and when I return home to my house today at 3 in the afternoon, I have no car and no phone. I have no car because, get this, my dad took my car and crashed it.
Oh, God.
And he changed the deductible on my insurance because he's friends with the insurance broker. He changed my deductible from $500 to $2,500. I didn't even know you could do that. So the damage to my car is $2,400 worth, and my deductible is
$2,500. Oh, my gosh.
So
why is deductible
sitting
so much?
I have no idea. I didn't even know
you
that was even possible.
You better tell your dad to go get a job down at Sonic.
Seriously. So I now have no car. And I have to pay the whole thing for this little minor car accident that he had. It's like having a bad child. What
okay,
do you
well,
do
I just want
to discipline
I want to let you
your
right
bad
now.
Child?
I have
what?
The answer for you. I'm buying
okay.
a Christmas gift. I already got you one. My mother got you one, and she's putting my name on it because she said I'm like, whatever. But I'm buying it right now online, and you can go pick it up at Walmart. I'm just buying you a nice Huffy. With a basket, so you can put...
Your dick.
But
I can put a little baby Cristal in the basket.
You can put your
Louis
Vuitton bag in the basket.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's amazing. And will you please also buy me a cell phone? Because I don't have that either.
Y'all got
gosh.
Cricket out there? Y'all got Cricket out there? Like $45? I'll get you straight talk from Walmart, baby. Don't you worry.
I don't even know what that is, but I'm frightened.
It's like the ghetto
why,
phone.
Why a bitch gotta call me out on the radio and shit? I was trying to buy a
phone.
Here she comes.
Because I can. Trying to tell
to
me that you got a call from my cell phone. No, you didn't, biatch. You got a call from my home phone.
No, I got a call from your cell phone. I called it back. Someone picked it up and hung up. So I text back, give back my friend's phone. And I haven't had a response, but you're welcome.
Well, they're going to go, okay, yes, ma'am.
Hello, Katrina.
Yes, ma'am.
We have iPhones. Did you not set up the thing so that you can track where the phone is? If it ever is lost or stolen?
Listen, I'm barely conscious right now, okay? What you're requiring me to do demands cognitive function, of which I have very little.
But you do that
so
when you first
get
the phone. Like, you set up your iPhone and you have it, like, so you have the low jack on it.
No, I have it. I just don't know how to use it.
Call Verizon. Gooch.
Yeah, no, fine. Whatever. We'll get to that. Anyway, back to Cooter Banging Fair Lovers. And
oh,
I saw
no.
me.
You want to know what's crazy? I just came outside to do my nasty habit, and on the porch there's a box, and it's for the midge. And it's like syringeless needles so she can try to get inseminated with my big-breasted friend's husband's sperm. And it's just chilling on my front porch.
Wow. You know what I love about your big-breasted friend? She is willing to loan out her husband to anyone for anything. Sharing is caring.
It's caring, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
She's a giver. She's a giver.
She really is. She's like, listen, I've been blessed with big breasts, and I would like to go forth and bless the rest of the world. Have some husband. And that's amazing because for someone like me who doesn't like commitment, I wouldn't want my own full-time husband. But the idea that I could borrow somebody else's for like a minute or an hour or childbirth is exciting.
Nobody wants to borrow him except for his sperm so they can make a baby. Or Michael, because he's a hoe.
Who wanted his penis? That's kind of a big borrow. It's a lot to ask, in my opinion.
I think it may have been her suggestion because she, I mean, I got to give it to him. As much as he's an idiot, he does make cute babies.
But you got to think about this. Those idiot genes will go into this cute baby. Now you're going to have a cute baby with idiot genes.
It's okay. All cute babies are idiots because I think that cute people are usually dumb. So that's okay.
Honey, why are you knocking yourself? I'm a little concerned.
I was not a cute baby at all. I looked Asian. My parents used to take me out when they would go get Chinese food, and the people in the restaurant would give it to them for free because they thought they adopted an Asian baby. And I was not a cute Asian baby. I was just an Asian baby that was not cute, and I don't recommend it.
I need to see pictures of this.
I will send you some, and that is why I am so bitter towards babies, especially cute ones, because I wasn't one.
You're such a liar, I swear.
I was not cute. I was not. It's okay. My ego is not fragile anymore. I think I'm cute now, thanks to a lot of money and plastic surgery, and I'm okay with it. I am not a cute baby. I definitely look Asian.
Oh,
I had
a
pot belly.
Cute?
Yeah, no, not cute. Mm-hmm.
I can tell you what's not cute. It's the fact that I have my own ugly naked guy neighbor now. Oh, this is
what? What happened to the hot neighbor that was next door that enforced the law?
I'm not looking next door. I'm looking across the street. And they have this awesome Christmas tree that they put up every year that, like, spins. I don't know what they got it on.
You know what? The Christmas tree is really just there to attract your attention so that when they walk around naked, you're already looking.
Because it's upstairs, and I just saw something, like, go past the light, and I look up, and there's ugly naked guy standing, like, I don't know what he's doing, but he's not cute. He's got bigger boobs than I do.
Shout out to ugly naked guy. Hi. Shrinkage is a bitch.
I can't see that. I'm just in the special area, and I'm a little traumatized. I'm not sure if he's wearing a rug or what.
I'm not for certain, but ugly naked guy is not inspiring you, and that is sad. Because nudity should always make you feel something.
My man junk just ran up inside of me, and I'm not sure that it will come back anytime soon.
Well, I like having man junk up inside of me.
Oh,
here you are. Same
here. Yeah.
I heard that emotion. Anyone else?
I'm pretty sure everybody on the panel would agree.
Right,
Latoya, you're not a bonoggle, are you?
Do you like
Karen? Are you on the line?
I've been talking this cop out of a ticket, so I've kind of missed like the last 20 minutes.
Well, did it work? Did it work? That's what I need to know.
Did you accomplish it?
It worked. See, with dudes, like, no problem. They're like, oh, you know, I just like flash a little boob or something. But with women, they're like,
it's rough.
Oh, they're fucking haters. They're fucking haters.
Yeah.
Like the most fantastic story, and it worked, thank God. Okay, what was the question?
Okay, what was it? Give us advice on how to get out of a ticket the Toy Nash way.
Dude, you gotta know, it can't just be anything personal. It has to be, oh my God, did you see that truck? Like, he was about to cut me off, and I had to speed up. If I hadn't sped up, I would have hit the lady next to me. I mean, I tried everything I could. I hit the brakes, but I was like, I was scared they were gonna hit me from the back. I mean, I did the best I could do. I never speed. Like,
That was him. Like, if you didn't see it, oh, my God, you should have seen it. Like, I'm going to die. I remember where it says.
You know
like,
what? And I think that worked because all he was picturing was hitting you from the back.
Right.
Hit him with your fancy jargon. And he was, you're still going a million miles, and he was still back there imagining in Happy Land, and I think that's why it worked. That's a good strategy.
He was by the booth.
You probably had him at the booth, girl.
If you
have to seem hysterical, so you got to talk fast, then they really get excited.
It's a good one. I like that.
And the Oscar goes to Trillion Nash.
Right. Okay, but I have to say, y'all are like nuts. This like this dynamic is just funny as hell.
Well, I'm just wondering that. You heard
that
wrong.
We're all certifiable, by the way.
I mean,
I don't know you
one
like
of
that.
You is like crazy in a different area. It's like what
we're okay with it though. I'm okay with being crazy.
I'm all right.
Yeah. Yeah. But the question was before you got on the phone because Katrina said she likes man junk inside of her. And then we all were like, yeah, me too. But we didn't hear you, if you liked it. And they were like, Toya, do you like man junk inside of you?
Girl, are you a carpet muncher?
No, sweetheart. Not even close.
She's definitely not a carpet muncher. You don't know that. She's listening to 2 seconds of chick chat.
Right.
That ain't my testimony. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that. That's not what I
She said it's not her testimony. Oh, girl, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. I heard someone testify about being a carpet muncher.
Hey, I don't know. I mean, it's 2012. There's all kinds of churches out here. I don't know what people do, you know.
I watch a lot of Law and Order, and I have not seen someone testify about that. But I'm going to keep watching because I'm looking forward to it.
It could happen. Happens 2012.
Well,
I'm
when I'm done, it'll be a trend because that, I'm totally borrowing that, and I'm going to stay all weekend. I'm going to a party with a lot of homosexuals and carpet munchers, and I'm going to be like, "Girl, I got to go because I can't testify to this."
Right. It
works. It does work. That was actually quite clever.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
But you didn't specify if you like the man junk. You didn't. She's avoiding the question. See how she is?
Yeah,
she distracts you with her fancy terminology.
Well,
you get excited, and then you lose track of what you wanted.
You could be into animals. We don't know what goes on at home in your room.
Oh, my God. He figured it out. I just let this dog out the door. Like I just, that's what I was really doing. There was a poodle here, and, you know. It got
interesting. Damn, the cat is out the bag.
I knew eventually we'd get somebody who was into the beast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Who doesn't like man junk? I mean, I don't even call it junk. I think it's beautiful. I mean, junk just isn't the right word. I think it's just a masterpiece of wonderfulness.
Oh, honey, I've seen some ugly penises. I ain't going to lie to you.
I haven't. What makes it, well, unless they're uncircumcised, I don't know why they would be ugly. I'm just saying.
Right. That's true.
What if they're small?
You know, with the uncircumcised is like the little turtle coming out of the shell. It's just
looking
rough.
Like an anteater and shit.
Yeah.
What if it's small? What if it's like crusty? That would make it ugly, right?
Oh, I've never had that. Ain't my testimony either. Thank God.
Right.
Oh,
we swim in a pool of African American, so like, it's hardly ever small.
Well, maybe I'm weird. I kind of think an uncircumcised penis like really a beautiful thing.
You're just greedy. You just want the
whatever
extra
you're
inch.
Into. Whatever you're
right.
into, as long as it's clean, you know.
Well, it sounds to me like he's into foreigners, or some foreigners are into him.
Yeah, you don't want to get down there and find no cotton balls and shit. I mean, that's just not
right.
A track. I'll let you know, because I might be hitting up the gay scene tonight. So. Oh, man. Hey, just remember to wrap it. You know, gonorrhea, it's
James
not easy to
list.
Get rid of these days.
What?
I know.
Doesn't go away, James. The herpes does not go away.
I know.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Gonorrhea is not going away either, kids. Have you not read the reports?
Jesus. I ain't got time for those reports. There's too many reports. They all scare me. That's why I'm in a committed relationship. So, oh, my gosh, this conversation's hilarious. So, Jen, you're going out tonight, and you plan on seeing some uncircumcised tallywhackers.
I can't
get past that you think that might be beautiful. That just there's nothing pretty about that.
It is. It's beautiful. Doesn't it just make you want to get hit in the face with it?
Oh, my God. It does.
Have you ever been hooking up with a Power Ranger and then you grab it and you smack your face with it and then they laugh at you and you ruined the moment?
I think that's only your moment, Katrina.
I thought I was being all like sexy and then bam, not so much. My bad. Okay. I have to give you guys an update. Speaking of Power Rangers, I actually had a date with one tonight, but I didn't make it because my car has crashed into a million pieces. But I did have a date with one that found me via Facebook. Bless you, Facebook. I had a date, and it was with a beautiful, beautiful Power Ranger, and I think he's red. And I'll let you guys know how it turns out when I actually make it to the date when I actually have a car.
Right. So before we got to this date, you brought up a good topic that I have to ask the panel. Can you share your most embarrassing sexual moment? Because Katrina, obviously... You know, slapping herself with a ranger penis was embarrassing and kind of ruined the moment.
It ruined the moment. I was shocked. I got laughed at. Straight laughed at.
I am exempt from this question.
Why? How are you exempt?
I am exempt.
Because
he
already let it out the first time he called in.
I already said it.
Oh, that's true. You have overshared on your sexual exploit.
Yes.
I'm not mad that you did, but...
Yeah, I'm not either. Okay. I
bet Daisy has some good ones because, you know, she gets it in every single day.
Yeah, Daisy,
why are we going to talk about me?
Because I bet you have, in your vast experience with your hubby, I bet you've had a malfunction or two.
Actually, like, not really, to be honest with you.
Oh, you're not being honest at all. Come on.
I am being honest. Like, you know me. Like, I'm the first one to put all my shit out there. Like, I don't have a problem with it. But no, like, honestly, no malfunctions here. Like, I've had issues with others outside of my marriage.
Okay, well, tell us your most embarrassing exploit.
There was a certain someone that during a period of my husband and I at the time we were dating and we had broken up and I went out with him and I was just like, I was still talking, you know, we were still kind of talking, but we weren't together and it was just kind of like, I'm going to go out there and, you know, live by Katrina Johnson's standards, which is in order to get over someone, you must get
under a new one.
Thank you. So, with that being said, I went out and I found this guy.
I'm making t-shirts next week. Okay, go ahead.
The best way to get over one is to get under another one.
Yes. So, of course, she's in my ear and she's just like, go out there, go get another one. So, I did. And I was like, he's really cute and this and that. And, it got time for the dirty. And then it was just kind of like, that's it? That's what you're working with? That's it?
Shrinkage is a bitch.
It wasn't even shrinkage. It was sad. It was just like, I went through all of this, like, moral dilemma in my head. Like, I really shouldn't be doing this, but I'm going to do it anyways because I need to get over him. And, yeah, it was just, it was depressing. It was sad. It was really disappointing.
Wow.
It was.
That's pretty sad.
It's all Katrina Johnson's fault. Always.
Hey, you
yes,
know,
it is.
It is.
Wow. Okay, so you're playing Ash. You're new to the group, so you're next.
Well,
All right, crack it up. Go ahead.
No, I'm trying. I've been trying to think. I mean, I think the, and I know every woman has this story about that guy. He's kind of new, and he's, you know, guys, listen to me when I tell you. Just because you send me a picture of your penis to my phone, which quite frankly
doesn't mean I
want to
put it in my mouth.
I know you think I was just big one on again. It and be that thing. And I notice no matter what size they are, guys will just do this. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to show her my stuff. And, you know, you're sitting at a meeting like I was, and then a penis pops up on your iPhone. It's like, why
awesome.
Are you doing this?
Awesome.
I don't know.
This conversation is amazing. Besides being enlightening, it's titillating.
Are you getting finger marks over there or something?
A little bit. I'm pretty excited. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I'm going to forward all the penis pics to you because I don't want
Please. I enjoy that sort of thing.
She loves that stuff. She loves it. Katrina Johnson will start sending you pictures of, like, the craziest things.
Yeah, and I'll probably start singing. It's that good.
Yeah.
Oh,
really,
my God.
The
thing about pictures, though, it's misleading because every guy knows what angle, you know, if you kind of, there's an angle where they all look wonderfully big.
Yeah.
I know what angle she's talking about, too.
You know what
from
angle.
From underneath.
I know what angle.
James, what angle is it? Tell us.
It's from underneath. It's no secret.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
so
my
true.
God.
You know what? I was. I have a new personal trainer, and he's pretty famous around town. Like, he's on a bunch of billboards, and he used to be a model, and he was like a, not a Chippendale, but one of the other male review shows in town. And so he's beautiful. Well, at the gym, we became friends because we were all working out together, and he's friends with one of my friends. So we hung out for like 3 hours at the gym, and we're talking and laughing and shooting the shit instead of working out. Well, he added me on Facebook, and then the first thing he ever sent me was a message that said, "Show me your boobs." And I'm like, hi. No, how are you? No, it was nice meeting you. Straight to the point, show me your boobs.
And
I was getting my nails done, so I start cackling like a hyena, and I scared the small Asian that was doing my nails, and she was horrified. And then the whole salon became involved, wondering what I was looking at, who I was talking to, and what was going on. And from there, the conversation just went terribly awry because you can't talk to me that way and expect me not to have something to say. So then eventually he gave me his number and he was like, text me, stop Facebooking. And I was like, no, I don't even have use of my fingers. I'm busy. I can't. So I just kept Facebooking him and it was hilarious. And the problem is it would beep and I have an iPhone, had an iPhone. I don't have a phone at all now, but when I had the iPhone, the messages would just pop up, and other people sitting next to me could read it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not undercover. It was embarrassing but awesome because I have no shame, so it was fine. But he sent me a picture of himself in the shower. I don't know how he got the phone in there, but I hope he was in the shower because he was dripping wet and naked, and he had like an 8-pack and an 8-incher. So it's a good picture. If I ever get my phone back, I will send it to all of you.
Oh, the thing this person who has your phone can find. Do you
have
to lock those pictures?
No, actually. Those pictures weren't locked. They're just available.
Wow.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of pictures of you on there, aren't there? Like, pictures of you?
There are no pictures of me on there.
Ah.
Smart girl.
Smart girl. Round of applause for Katrina Johnson.
Yeah.
That's a G right there. That's a real G. She knows. Like, I could put you on here, but not me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, you got every man on blast.
Yeah, yeah.
Send these pictures. I mean, I had my dad, you know, if you have an iPhone, you can share, everybody can share upgrades. So, like, my dad is getting my upgrade, but I'm giving him I'm taking the new phone, he's taking my phone because he can barely figure out the first iPhone, let alone the 5. And, again, these dudes sending me these pictures. And, you know, they go to the back, they transfer your information to your new phone or whatever. I'm sitting at dinner my mom, and the dude who transferred the phone texted one of those pics back to me. And I was like, I called the guy back, and I was like, is this the guy from, because he'd given me his card, and I was like, did you just text me a penis pic? And he's like, wait, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't know how that happened. Yeah, you know how it happened. You went through my phone. You like dudes. And you thought, keep this one for me. And you messed up, and you sent it back to me. I mean, see, that's what I'm saying. Now my friend, so you never know where these pictures end up. You just shouldn't send them.
I don't send them of myself, but if you send one to me and you think that's going to work, good luck. I will send it to everybody I know, and you know that.
Or when she gets really drunk in New York, she will take me through the album.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeffrey knows a lot about me. And even more about the people I date.
And you could share all of you those beautiful pictures with me.
Well, listen, I was trying to get you someone to take your own pictures with in person. I was a little distracted.
When that didn't work out and he went home because we lied to him and told him we were going to bed and we really weren't,
Probably
would have been a perfect opportunity. Just saying.
Oh, man, that is hilarious. Oh,
I need for you, Katrina, when James goes to Vegas, I need for you to make sure that his hookups go smoothly.
Speaking of smoothly, guess what, guys? I ordered pizza. Should I do Bitch on the Move and interview this person?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
We need to know.
Hi. Yes, please. Oh, that's fine. What is your name?
You?
Hi, John. I'm Kat, and I'm doing a radio show right now.
Hi, Kat.
Hi. Would you like to say hi to the people of Uncensored Radio?
Hi, people of Uncensored Radio.
Yeah. They didn't think I was serious. I was very serious.
How many quarters?
They want to know how many quarters you are. He's confused. That means if you were to take a bunch of quarters and lay them out, how many would you take? Yeah, how many would it take to cover you? He's giggling. He's turning red and giggling, and he's deep in thought. He's at over 1,000. Oh, you should come in. Are you hungry? Would you like to share some of this with me? Thank you. I was thinking really more like, anyway, yeah. Thanks. He's like, wait a minute, are you thinking head to toe? And I said, no, more like head to shaft.
Oh,
poor
my
pizza
God.
Man. That just happened. Well,
okay,
you know, never a dull moment if you come to my house. Good luck.
I cannot wait to come to Vegas now. Like, I am
obviously.
Let's get where's the round of applause? She needs a round of applause. We're doing 10 times
this
on the move.
Like,
where's the crowd? The crowd needs to cheer. Yes.
Thank you.
The award goes to
you know,
radio show host.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hilarious.
That's fabulous.
You know, you should just know if you're coming to my house, you're probably going to leave uncomfortable.
Yeah. You're going to be violated in some shape.
Enter at your own risk.
Oh, wow.
It's that way with my body parts, too. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so, I don't even know where to go after that. Anybody got anything they want to talk about? They need to get off their chest, because today's obviously a Venting Friday. That's what we're going to start calling this, Venting Friday. Tell us your problems, and we will bitch about them with you. Anybody? James, you're going to solve your problem?
I've been off my problem. I'm good.
You're good? Okay. Latoya,
well,
you got
a problem.
Baby? Yeah, what's your problem?
Me?
Yeah.
Scandals does not come back till January 10th, and it is my new favorite show, and I'm very upset.
That was what we were supposed to talk about tonight, and I got so sidetracked. Scandal was amazing. Who watched it last night? Other than
everybody.
Well, I didn't. You did it?
Okay,
you need to go and TiVo it. You need to go and, like, direct the on-demand it, whatever. That's an amazing show. Amazing show. What was your favorite part?
Let me tell you something.
Well written.
That guy, you know, I should probably look up his real name, but it doesn't matter right now because everybody knows what I'm talking about. Huck is doing an amazing job as an actor.
Yes.
Like,
can we get an Emmy nomination?
And you know he's a fudge packer, right?
Maybe that's what it is, because he's doing a great job. Like, as an actor, having levels and showing vulnerability to still be in that. I mean, dude is, like, killing it. Killing it.
He's going from 0 to 60, from, like, crazy psychopath, like, assassin, to, like, I've got a heart and I fell in love and, oh, I've been betrayed, to, like, seeing the dead people. Yeah, to seeing the family get killed, and he's like, oh, like, anguish. Like, yeah. How do you know he's a fudge packer, Jeffrey?
No, in real life.
How do you know? Is he, like, on the
cover of... He came out the closet a while ago. But he said, you know, he grew up in a really, really hard neighborhood. And, you know, one of the things he had to learn through his life was how to hide it, who he was. You know, and he said that's what's helped his career for him get the roles that he's had, because he's been on Weeds. I mean, he's been on
so
much.
He's been on everything. He was on Half Baked. Now, he's come from Half Baked to that. That man has chops. I mean, I'm like, who are you? What are you doing? Why have you not?
Yeah.
That's the thing. You never know how good someone is until you give them that thick, juicy role, and they will either sink or swim. And they got totally outed, no Golden Globe nods whatsoever, which is, like, miraculous to me. But I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I think it'll change, though, because a lot of times with the ratings they got, like, the Emmys will take notice, you know?
Well,
or, like, the SAG Awards might take notice.
The Emmys are notorious for shutting people out. I was just surprised with the Golden Globes. They're usually a lot more liberal, and so people kind of sneak through, whereas the Emmys are like, I don't care. Yeah, we don't care. It's the Emmys.
Right.
So what?
We got to give it up for Kerry Washington. Like, Kerry Washington is doing the damn thing. Like,
well, but the thing about her, the reason I brought up Huck is Carrie's not surprising me. She's been in the role.
Well,
yeah,
I got a problem.
But you know what I think with the TV medium to really, like, she's not in movies. Like, her thing's always in movies. So for her to switch genres and have to, there's a fast pace to that. And for her to just, like, she's got it. Like, that's, I have to give it up for her. But you're right. She's always been good.
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
What's your problem?
Why? Every time I watch it, I look at my big-breasted friend, Miss, and I said, why is this bitch always crying? That's all she's been doing. It's crying. Oh. Every other fucking scene, bitch got big old eyeballs and they have tears for me. I'm like, girl, get your shit together.
She got her man, though. She is torn.
She wasn't crying about that. She was crying about Huck. She was crying a few episodes ago about some other bullshit.
What network is this on? I've never heard of the show.
ABC.
Well, that's because it's by Shonda Rhimes. It's on ABC's at 10 o'clock after Grey's Anatomy. The thing is, the ratings have not been all that great for the show, but they gave it a renewal. And here's the thing which is making me excited, because I'm like, this is so great. This show can't get canceled. The ratings have actually been going up. People
yes,
are starting
yeah.
to catch on and hear.
But you know what?
This is
every new show needs a season or two just to get its rhythm. Like, that's where, thankfully, Shonda Rhimes is a powerful person, and she's had huge success with Grey's Anatomy. And thankfully,
yep.
it's had its time to, like, grow, because from episode one until now, it's really, really grown.
Yeah,
because
episode one, I was not convinced. I was like, oh,
right.
no, man. I know what they're trying
right.
to do, but it ain't getting me.
Yeah.
And then, like, little by little, and I tell you who else, the president, the guy who's playing the president, also, the
mm-hmm.
levels he's showing are that
awesome.
Monologue when he told her about how he loved her and she was
uh-huh.
like, oh, man, I wanted to be just like, if somebody
yep.
could just look at me like that before I die, I'll be good. Like, he was amazing.
Yeah. It was like that forbidden. You felt it. You felt that forbidden love. Like, he was
it.
Like, girl. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I think the whole cast, because even the judge was amazing when she walked in and was like, do you want this or do you want that? I'm trying not to spoil it for you people who haven't seen it. But the judge was amazing. The assistants, I mean, the vice president, now president, was amazing. Every single person delivered.
No. I
who
don't
do you think
like, I don't know. The girl I don't like, she has long, I think it's red hair. I don't like her.
Oh,
she
yeah.
has one
yeah,
note.
Well,
she has one note. She has no level. I don't like her.
She was.
She just
she played. She played the mom on Grey's Anatomy to, what's her puss there? Grey. Meredith. And then Shonda brought her over to this series once they killed her off on Grey.
No,
the redhead.
She's talking about the long-haired redhead woman?
The
one who's on their
can't team. Trust the ginger. They have no soul.
Oh, the one working with Miss Culture.
He's talking about the young redhead, not the older
blonde,
one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's a dirty fucking bitch. She needs to get her ass
stabbed.
I
don't like her acting, though. I think she only has one note. She's all, you know,
yeah.
there are no levels with her. It's just she's
yeah,
angry.
Yeah, she's just whatever. Like, whatever. But.
Yes,
what's the problem with those? Like, why doesn't you know Kerry Washington's character not want her and that other guy to date? Like, why did they fool her into thinking that he was an abuser?
Hello, have you been watching?
Yeah, like that's a huge conflict of interest.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, he seems to like be playing both sides of the fence. Like, sometimes he seems out to get her, and sometimes I don't know.
No,
maybe
see, if he finds out what really happened, and that girl, you know, they have this faith in her that she really is always, quote, doing the right thing. So you
mm-hmm.
put these two together, now she finds out, the less people who know about what they did, the better. So if they get together
mm-hmm.
and get this plot and then this and that, then now that's one more
taking
person
back.
Who knows. And really, anybody who knows is in danger of death, like, period. So
basically,
she's kind of protector.
Let's talk about the girl who turned on Hutch. What's her name? Melissa Kelly. What was her name?
Becky.
I can't even remember. Becky. That bitch. I never saw that coming. Like, I was like, whoa.
You know what?
That was pretty
a good
bad.
Friend of mine said it. He called it. He was like, this is a week ago. We were at lunch, and he was like, oh my God, Scandal. And he said, well, it's either one of two things. He either thought it was going to be two shooters, or he was like, something's off with that girlfriend. We just don't know. We don't know enough about her. I'm kind of thinking she might have had something to do with the whole thing. Sure
and
enough,
nobody
he's
is
like,
thinking, nobody is thinking anything of the first lady
people.
All of a sudden not wanting to go. Tell me that dirty bitch ain't got something to do with it. Because earlier in the episode, she's like,
that
oh.
was obvious, though. I thought that was
no,
the obvious.
I know. But I think it's going to end up coming out because that's how Shonda Rhimes do. She's going to steer
mm-hmm.
us all away from it, and then it's going to come back. Her, the first lady, and that Texan motherfucker there, that ass, I don't care for him. I don't even know
that's
his first name.
Yep.
That motherfucker, they got something to do with it because it all goes back. And then that motherfucker gay man boyfriend that he was going to give the baby to that went to Ohio and found out that they all going to be intertwined.
We have less
you
than
wait.
A minute.
That's Shonda. Ooh,
I love Shonda, though. Shonda knows how to build a multi-level plot. But we've got 1 minute left, guys. So
We have 40 seconds.
If you haven't watched Scandal, 40 seconds. If you haven't watched Scandal, go watch Scandal. Grey's Anatomy was really good this time, too. So that was great. So it was a great time for TV. And if you got problems, you know, you want to discuss them on the air, call us because we'll discuss them.